I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 13, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@6weeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined by Afia Bediako from the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership. Afia will share with our listening audience the wonderful things the partnership is doing to create a more healthy environment for everyone in the Central Brooklyn area. This is a very informative episode. Now, remember the words of Dennis Watley, who said that time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted. And now that's worth thinking about.
Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Afia Bediako is a community health worker who has spent more than 10 years active in corporate and community health and wellness programming. Her focus has been on physical activity, education, and instruction, and most recently, healthy food access in Central Brooklyn and beyond. She is passionate about wellness and health promotion through empowerment and policy development. Her formal education is from Brooklyn College, where she received her master's degree in public health in 2013. Now, recent organizational experience includes working with the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Brooklyn District Public Health Office, as well as cultural and community organizations in Queens and Westchester counties. I am pleased to welcome Afia to the program. Afia, how are you today?
Well, thank you for the introduction.
Well, thank you for agreeing to be on the program. We at 6 Weeks of Fitness like to keep our listeners informed and educated about the importance of living a healthy life. And to that end, I thought it would be nice to have someone from the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership to discuss the work that you're doing to keep our community healthy. Now, tell me, first of all, Afia, what made you choose a career in health?
I actually, as you introduced with the background, did a lot of work in fitness and sort of active living. And my prompt to move in that direction was taking an anatomy and physiology class, actually in high school, and just being enamored with the human muscular system. And I did some fitness and active living work for a number of years and then became more interested in doing less individual work and wanted to do more population-focused work, and that's what moved me into public health and then into the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership.
Ah. Were you an active child growing up yourself as far as, you know, doing various activities or whatever?
Yeah, to some extent. I danced and played. I actually did gymnastics, so not really too much sports, but that was a sport of sorts.
Okay. So you were exposed to activities, you know, exercise activities at a young age.
Yes.
Perfect. And we believe that that's the most important thing. If you can expose children at a young age to activities, chances are when they grow older, they'll continue participating in those activities or at least find an activity that they enjoy. Now, what about nutrition? Did you grow up learning the importance of eating fruit and vegetables, or that's something that you decided to do as you got older?
No, as you said with the physical activity piece, what our foundation is definitely can influence the choices we make later in life, in addition to what we are exposed to, have access to, so not simply foundation as far as what parents offer, but community access and that sort of thing. But from the home, I definitely did get exposure to healthy eating as well, and I had some spells of rebellion probably through junior high school time when I indulged in corner store, you know, right. Items. But I think because I had some exposure as a foundation, it was easy enough for me to sort of reclaim eating healthfully.
Yes, obviously you had a solid foundation, and that's so important today. Now, give me an idea what the mission of the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership is about.
Yes, I can. Our mission is, through community and public partnerships, we will significantly increase the amount of affordable, healthful food and active living options while decreasing the amount of unhealthful options, resulting in improved quality of life for Central Brooklyn residents. So the vision is that Central Brooklyn is the model for health with safe, complete streets, active living, and empowered community that determines and participates in an accessible, equitable, affordable food system for all residents, and Central Brooklyn economies thrive with educated, healthy kids and secure families.
Well, that sounds really good. And as I can tell you, it's very important that we have programs like the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership available, because, as you know, the food that's accessible in most of our communities are not the most healthy.
Yeah, totally. As the mission suggested, our work is to improve accessibility. So, unfortunately, in Central Brooklyn, there are limited options with what is available. So we do want to increase exposure and access and making consuming healthy food an easier choice for folks.
Well, that's excellent, because, you know, I believe in my organization, we talk so much about the importance of nutrition. Nutrition, we believe, is about 80% of it, you know. Exercise activities are extremely important, but you've got to have a solid foundation. You have to feed your body.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's so important.
They go hand in hand to a certain extent as well. So.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's a quote by the late fitness guru Jack LaLanne that says, "Exercise is the king and nutrition is the queen, and you put them together and you have a kingdom." So you're right. They definitely go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Now, what nutrition and fitness programs has the partnership implemented to date?
I'll offer a number of things, and I want to also insert that we're based at Betsy Restoration Corporation, and that's our convener of the organization. And as the name suggests, New York City Food and Fitness Partnership, all of what we do is in partnership. So we're based at Restoration, as I mentioned, and part of the healthy initiatives here. And our small team works with other community organizations to move ahead priorities as it pertains to healthy food and active living access. So a number of things that have been in the works recently. At Food Town here on Restoration Plaza, we've been working for more than a year to highlight and promote healthy food there, and also hold monthly events to gain community interest and information about priorities as it pertains to healthy eating.
Yes.
We also have a farm. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. I know there was an event that you invited me to this past Wednesday. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but what was that event about?
That was a community conversation related to built environment and active living. So one of the things that we prioritize is community voice in what we end up doing as far as our work. So it isn't just guided by, you know, what I've decided is a good idea for the community, but better decided by what residents and local organizations who kind of have a pulse for what matters in the community. But we want to get voice, the people who are residing in the communities that we serve, to influence the kinds of program and even policy sort of supports that we try to encourage. So the event last Wednesday was a community conversation on active living and built environment, just to get an idea about what priorities are, what strengths in the community exist, and what hindrances might exist to folks being active.
That's extremely important. Now, what impact has you, or would you say your programs have had on the community so far?
Loads. I was detailing some other events and things that we've been working on. For the last, this is actually two seasons, we've had a farmer's market at Fulton Street and Marcy Avenue. We also have a major program that's expanding right now related to farm to early care. So basically, we're connecting early care facilities with fresh produce. And the idea is supporting the little ones eating fresh produce and then also their families' access to it. So before we spoke about foundations to healthy lifestyles, and that age group, pre-K and even earlier, is crucial in affecting the kinds of choices that a person would make later in life, and then also developmentally what someone is exposed to and what their consumption habits look like at that age can have major impact on the individual and then obviously, you know, more broader as our little ones become, you know, our bigger ones later in life. So that program has had great impact. The pilot that we've done thus far with one institution affected 800 students at their various locations, and it's something that we are growing now. The work at Futan, as I mentioned, that's been really awesome for the last most of this year, and even beyond that, we had been implemented the work, but we've been doing monthly tours since January and have gotten loads of community feedback. I think more than 300 surveys from residents that has shown that the promotion, the healthy food promotion at Foodtown does or has influenced their choices that they make with regard to what they're consuming and what they're buying. So that's a great impact. Some of the built environment surveying that we've been doing can give some information about, as I said, about what priorities exist for folks, things like what matters as it pertains to the ability to be active, whether it's sidewalk safety or streetlights or even certain intersections that are of concern so that we can connect with our institutional, like our city agencies, to have some influence to say, you know, these are areas that require attention and that may be inhibiting folks from being active.
Okay. I mean, it looks like your work is really cut out for you. There's a lot of work to be done in these areas.
Totally. And I mean, that's our partnership. So it's working with organizations that have leadership and have a track record and ability, you know, to make some of these strides that happen.
Excellent. Now, speaking of partnerships, because I know it's called the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership, so can you name some of the partners?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, we're convened at Bed-Stuy Restoration Corporation. We have partnerships that include the Bed-Stuy YMCA, the District Public Health Office, the Brooklyn District Public Health Office of the Department of Health, the City Department of Health,
right.
Boys and Girls High School here in Bed-Stuy, in Bushwick, Make the Road is a partner, as well as in Cypress Hills or East New York, Cypress Hills Local Development Corporation, and even beyond the sort of Central Brooklyn catchment, we work with Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Partnership for Healthier Brooklyn very closely, even New York Cares.
Excellent, excellent. A wide variety of partners. That's awesome. How are you guys funded?
Well, we have our main source of funding that has been through the Kellogg Foundation, and we're actually in a bit of a transitional spot as it pertains to funding as well. And as I mentioned, the Farm to Early Care pilot that we have, we've been recently funded through the USDA to expand that programming.
How long have the organization's been around?
For a number of years, actually. We were reorganized recently within the last 2 years based here at Bed-Stuy Restoration Corp., but there has been an even longer history as well.
Okay, so you're actually the, let's say, the parent organization is located throughout the city?
No, it's based in its sort of current, it's based here in Brooklyn, and the catchment is Central Brooklyn. So the work, the aim is really Central Brooklyn. There is a history that was further expansive, but for now, within the last 2 years, it's been Central Brooklyn focused.
Okay, great, great. I mean, we do a lot of work in Central Brooklyn ourselves, so I'm very familiar with that area. Now, do you have any upcoming events that my listeners should be made aware of?
There are a number of ongoing events, and I understand that this may not be broadcast ASAP, so I'll offer some things that are happening now and then some things that are going to be happening ongoing as well.
Okay.
So we have a FEAST. It's actually an acronym for Food Empowerment Education Sustainability Team, and that's a monthly youth dinner that includes eating and preparing a feast, and also community activism as it pertains to food and food justice. That's actually happening tonight, or October 25th, or 24th, I'm sorry, and then it happens the third Friday of the month, so ongoing it will continue to happen, and that's done in partnership with NEBCO. We have the last week of our farmers market, actually next week, October, I think it's 29th or 30th, next Wednesday. So the farmers market is Wednesdays at Marcy and Fulton. We also have exercise classes here at Bed-Stuy Restoration, and the Food Town healthy retail work that we do, that actually happens the first of the month. So the next event will be November 7th, the first Friday of the month. That's held ongoing as well.
Okay, wow. Yeah, okay, you have quite a few items there. You have quite a few things going on, which is awesome. And we know we definitely need as much activity and events as possible, especially in the inner city, the New York City area, especially specifically to Brooklyn, you know, in which where I live. Yeah. Now, you mentioned fitness. Are these programs free?
Yeah, some things. The classes at Restoration, there are free and low-cost classes. So at the Arts and Cultural Center here at Restoration, Wednesday afternoons, we've partnered with a local fitness instructor to offer free classes Wednesday 11:30 at the Arts and Cultural Center. And then there are also classes in the evenings that are as low as about $10 and some donation-based classes. So that's happening here at Restoration. There's loads of things, too, that we promote that are free happening in Bed-Stuy and beyond. And I would definitely encourage folks to check out our website, and you can see some offerings.
Great. Now, what is the address to the Restoration Plaza?
We are at 1360 Fulton Street.
Okay. And what's the zip code there?
11216.
Okay, 11216. Great.
And I'd like to offer all of our contact information so that you could, you know, check the website, reach out to me, and find out more information. So we are at nycffp.org. Folks can get more information by email at info@nycfoodandfitness.org. Folks can reach out to me directly via telephone. I'm at 718-636-6950. And we have a Twitter handle at NYCFAF.
Perfect. So we can follow you. We can contact you. We can. The only thing is they can't see you. So what I'd like to do for all my listeners, we usually like to have information on this particular subject on our website, and we will again at www.sixweeks.com. I'm also going to ask Afia, my wonderful guest, to give me a picture so we can post her picture up there as well so you can see the person that I'm talking with today and get more information on the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership. Afia, is there anything else you want to say about the partnership?
Thank you for having me. Please do check out the website to see ongoing programming. I think one of the newest things that we're publicizing and looking for folks to get involved in is the early care work. So folks who have little ones at daycare facilities and you want to get involved with the Farm to Early Care program, let us know what facilities those are. Or if you manage or own daycare centers and would like to get involved, then we would love to work with you.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Afia, for agreeing to be on the program and giving us some very important information. We'll be sure to check you out at the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership, where you're doing just wonderful things. And that's it for this episode. You guys take care. We'll see you again. We'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.